coroner's inquest into the death of an OPP officer in southwestern Ontario and a man who was fatally shot in the same shootout opens today in London. The inquest will examine the deaths of OPP Constable Vu Pham on March 8, 2010, and Fred Preston, who died 3 days later from injuries he sustained in the same incident. The inquest is expected to last 13 days and hear from about 30 witnesses. And the new face of the NDP is Quebec MP Thomas Mulcair. He will take the seat today as official opposition leader. Michael McMahon is the president of the Prince Edward Hastings NDP Riding Association. He says he knows Mulcair has a lot to bring to the table.
A brilliant mind, trained in debate, use of the language and use of logic. Mulcair is a debater. Mulcair is he's not going to shrink. He's going to stand and deliver. And Stephen Harper's got an opponent that's going to really cause him some problems.
McMahon says he believes Mulcair is the man who will help the NDP make their gains in the West. And police say a one-year-old child has died after apparently being hit by a pickup truck operated by a family member on a farm in Milton, Ontario, just west of Toronto. Halton Regional Police say the girl was taken by the family to a hospital in Guelph on Sunday afternoon and transferred to McMaster Children's Hospital in Hamilton, where she died late Sunday night. Police say the Collision Reconstruction Unit is investigating the incident. The name of the girl and the address of the farm have not yet been released, but investigators say alcohol was not a factor. And divers have recovered nearly all of the bodies from the wreck of the Costa Concordia nearly 2 months after the cruise ship struck a reef and capsized off Italy's Tuscan coast. Italy's Civil Protection Agency says divers have brought up four of the five bodies located by search crews last week. Kevin Ribello's brother worked on the cruise ship and hasn't been seen since it ran aground. Ribello says he's hoping for confirmation that one of the bodies recovered is that of his brother.
Religious point of view, for us, it's very important to have the body to take him home. So for me and for my family, it's very important.
30 bodies have now been recovered, but two people remain missing and are presumed dead. And a Loyalist College student will be conducting a live blog posing the question, what is the impact of CFB Trenton in the community? Organizer Steph Crozier says Mayor Williams, Mayor Ellis, MP Rick Norlock, and others have agreed to participate in the event, which starts tonight at 7 p.m. If you're interested in joining in or you just want to see what everyone has to say, go to qnetnews.ca and click the link to cover the live blog. And moviegoers gorged on The Hunger Games in its debut weekend. The flick flew away the competition at the North American box office, earning an estimated $155 million. That makes it the third best debut ever, behind last year's Harry Potter finale and the 2008 Batman movie The Dark Knight. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. There are nine games upon us in the association tonight, and if you're a fan of ball, might have to fight over that clicker. Toronto Raptors look to rebound against Dwight Howard's Orlando Magic. In other notable action, Celtics fly to Charlotte. Blake Griffin and Chris Paul look to tag team the lonely New Orleans Hornets. If you're a fan of baseball, we have an interesting story. A local St. Louis man, Bo Goodman, who has been in collectibles business for 25 years, says it's time to put up his 102-year-old baseball card for auction starting Tuesday. It's expected the card will be worth up to $1 million U.S. Hannes Wagner, a former Pittsburgh Pirate for 17 seasons. Wagner, nicknamed the Flying Dutchman, finished with 252 homers and just under 1,800 RBIs. New York striker Terry Henry is the MLS Player of the Week after scoring twice and adding an assist in the Red Bulls' win over the Colorado Rapids. The goals were the first two of the season for the French veteran striker. There are six games taking place on the frozen pond in the NHL tonight, with three Canadian teams in action. Philly hosts the struggling Lightning. The Terrible Jackets are in the Motor City to take on the Wings. Flames are just 3 points out of the postseason and fight Mike Ribeiro and the Stars. Drew Doughty seems to have the Canucks goalie Bobby Lou's number, scoring in the last game. Van City looks to extend their modest two-game winning streak. That's sports. Here's Taylor Renkema with 91X Weather.
The weather is looking a bit more like it should around this time of the year. Today, sunny with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of +3. Tonight, clear with a low of -7. Tomorrow, sunny and cloudy late in the afternoon with a high of +4. And for Wednesday, cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of +12. It's 3 degrees and sunny. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.